are more reasons to chill out this footy season at Crown.
Nice work, Freo!
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
Freo are coming, boys. They are coming big time.
Let's talk footy with Sean Darcy.
Darcy, Sean.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Good, mate. How are you? Bad luck on the weekend, but all good teams lose those games every now and then, mate. And it's a pretty big challenge heading to the Gold Coast any time of the year.
Yeah, it was a pretty disappointing performance. The flight up there is pretty long, and it was a fair bit longer on the way back after our performance. So we're all really disappointed after that.
What do you reckon? Is that rain where you are at the moment, Darce?
No rain out here.
Drizzling over my head,
you're
mate.
Like, Jeepers, X has gone out. So this is unbelievable broadcasting. X has gone outside on the pool deck at his place. I can see the basketball ring, the kids' car, and the swimming pool. We might try and get you in all three at once.
I should get in the pool. I should get in the pool in the car. That'd be great.
Dust, you don't need to know about that, but we do want to know. What do you reckon went wrong? Did you not turn up? Your mind's not on the job? Was the focus elsewhere? Where did it go wrong on the weekend?
Yeah, there was a range of things that let us down. I thought our contest work was really let down, which we've prided ourselves on as a footy team. So we didn't trust ourselves with the ball. We didn't give that first option, and we didn't kick it to the forwards advantage. We still got a lot of inside 50s, but they were just bombed and turned over quite easily. So, yeah, disappointing performance. I think we need to get back on the track and get into it.
Now, Shaunie, one of the benefits of living in WA is the weather's usually pretty good. Now, it did rain on the Gold Coast over the weekend, and I'm not sure whether you've seen the forecast for Sunday. Plenty more rain on the way. Do you do anything different down at the footy club this week with the weather, you know, off the back of a disappointing result, and the weather probably going to be pretty similar this weekend?
Yeah, we just got to get back to that basics. You got to spend a bit more time over the ball, a bit more time driving your legs, trying to break that first tackle and giving it. So those handballs that don't hit specifically to a teammate, if it's a little bit behind, really cost us on the day. So, yeah, we need to get back to being more careful with the ball.
Just the 20 to 40 mils this Sunday, Baz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but at least back home, though, which makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bit of news around about the skipper, obviously, Darce, and that Nat Fyfe could be back for round 12. How's he been going? What sort of involvement has he had at the club? And what kind of a difference does he make when he's back out there with you?
Yeah, he's a two-time Brownlow medalist, so putting him out there is bloody huge for us. So, yeah, we love him. He's had a really tough run over the last 6 months. So he's been around the club. I've had a fair bit of chat to him the last month or so. So he just wants to get out there and let him go. So he's had a good couple of weeks of training, so he's looking good.
Any team with a two-time Brownlow medalist added is going to make a big difference. Obviously, sure. Looking forward to that. Sean, you're talking about another star who's not playing this week for the Pies. Brody Grundy's not going to be out there. Who do you think are the best ruckman in the competition at the moment?
Yeah, right now, I played one on the weekend who's pretty good. I reckon he's a very underrated. Dawn, obviously, Brody, Nick Nutt. Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
And how do you prepare for a bit of a mixed match this weekend? Obviously, if you are preparing for the names you just mentioned, you can just go to Vision and you've seen it 100, 200 times how good these ruckmen are. What do you do when you're preparing for, you know, a bit of a mismatch and a bit of a few players thrown in there that could be forward, back? How do you prepare personally?
Yeah, nothing really changes in terms of my preparation. I still watch, I try to watch one or two games that they've played in the last couple of weeks that they've, one they've played well in, one that they haven't played so well in. So, and keep my focus really sane. I think when I'm playing my best footy, it doesn't matter who I'm going against. It's pretty simple. The focuses are pretty the same. So, yeah, just keeping it similar focuses.
Just out of interest, when you have a look at a game where they haven't played so well, then what are you looking at there? What the other ruckman did to maybe nullify them? Is it that sort of thing?
Yeah, see what they did to beat them around the ground. Sometimes you have an off game, but if I can try to find little ways and little tricks that the other oppo had a go at them, I can try to put into my game. So.
Sorry, my mic just cut out there, Shaunie. Hey, with the wet weather as a ruckman, what is the advice that you're given in terms of JL? Marking's obviously not going to be a big thing. What is a ruckman? You're big, you love the ball in the air, but when it is wet, what does your game turn to?
Yeah, it's a bit more based on contest-to-contest work rate. So it's bringing the ball to ground, not letting it over the back as the first option. And then if you can get your hands on it, try to feed it, like push it on towards one of the forwards running past or something like that. But yeah, it's work rate contest-to-contest. And it's a bit more of an inside contested game.
Hope it's wet on the weekend. You've heard the old saying, the big ruckman, the 6'7", but they don't get any shorter.
They don't get any smaller,
those two. They don't get shorter as the game goes on. Fremantle and Collingwood, third against 11th. Chance for the Dockers to bounce back. We'll hear it right here on Triple M Footy from 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon with Lockie, X-Man and the team. Das, go well, my friend. We're looking forward to catching up again very soon.
Thanks, boy.